from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Guyer, not Brandon Fryer. Robinson Chirinos. That's an all-timer.
Who wins the sausage race?
Robinson Chirinos. Always. Thanks. This is a busy day today, as it turned out, on a Monday, as we begin game week, kind of, for the Bears. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for doing the things that they do, Sahadev Sharma, Mark Grody, Dan Wiederer for joining us today. Matt Spiegel is here. I do not like or trust his partner this afternoon.
No. Same. Understandably so.
Not a fan.
Yeah, me neither, but I'll muddle through. Hi, boys.
Hello.
It is, I'm going to get to work with Bernstein. Lawrence, any advice on how to work with Dan Bernstein this afternoon?
Well, luckily for you, it's a short show, so that's good. Dan is really good, I think, in breaking news moments, and there's a lot of breaking news, although today, not his best.
Today, his best day. Today, I was...
What was he doing? Did he retweet a fake Ken Rosenthal?
I was trusting the real reporters to get it right.
He lost himself inside of the reporting that was going on in real time while we were talking to a guest.
So, oh, yeah.
You know how he sometimes does
that?
That's
tough, sure.
Where he sometimes will fixate on something and not let it go?
I'm convinced, by the way, that we who do these jobs are really good multitaskers, but have the arrogance of thinking we're even better as multitaskers than we actually are.
I agree. I've been trying really hard to not... I've gone back to it a little bit, like opening up text screen and the Twitch stream, but none of us are really good at it.
How about the arrogance in your personal relationships of grabbing your phone while you're in a conversation, thinking it's totally natural to be able to look at your phone and continue a conversation, only to be called out by your friend or loved one?
So here's the thing.
Arrogance by Matt Nagy.
Yes, put Spiegel in there instead.
In our house, it's presumed.
I don't think that that has to do with the gig. I think that's where society overall is going.
There's a Venn diagram there.
100%.
Where, yeah, I think the gig can sometimes do it. Let me get this straight, though. Did the Cardinals give up only Tommy Edman to end up with Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham? Do I have this right, that the only prospects coming back to the White Sox are all from the Dodgers, Vargas?
Do we know which Vargas? Because one Vargas isn't a prospect.
No, I think it's Miguel Vargas, who's the journeyman, the 24-year, not really a journeyman, but he's just like, you know, he's just a guy at 24 right now. But the way that I'm reading this, the Cardinals literally only gave up Tommy Edman to end up with Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham.
I think that's one of the things, because I'm still unsure on what's been done, but I do know that everyone has agreed that the two professional players that went in this deal to St. Louis are Tommy Pham and Eric Fetty, and I think that makes them better.
Not only does it make them better, they gave up nothing from their system for Fetty, who's got another year and is probably instantly going to be better than some of the old whites that they've been using in that rotation. I mean, yeah, they collected them. They got a big pile of them, and now they got another one.
And now they got Karate Man who bleed on the inside.
But how do you get nothing from them? Are the quality of the, so the theory is here that the quality of the Dodgers prospects is so big that they're taking on the cost,
which might be true. If they say, look, if you had to pick a team from whom to get prospects, that's the team.
All right,
but as long as you traded for the right Vargas, because there's a tradition in White Sox history here of trading for the wrong guy with the same name.
I know, but I'm caught up in the inequities of this three-team deal right now. Because if you're Chris Getz, you have to get something from St. Louis too. You should be getting something very good from St. Louis.
Trading three professional players for three prospects doesn't seem equitable.
From one team in a three-team deal. Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals are giving up a guy. Has Tommy Edman even really been used much? I'm troubled by this.
You're perplexed?
I am extremely perplexed.
Are you vexed as well as perplexed?
I might be vexed and perplexed.
Speaks, we can't have this. Look, it's one thing for Dan or I to be perplexed.
I know.
You're look, our baseball
you're Captain
guy.
Baseball.
I'm not going to take stock of the White Sox farm system until everything is done.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then I want to see what the haul is, because they need everything right now. So just like get whatever you can get, and then we'll see how things might fit together, might not fit together, and what your overall takeaway is here. But overall right now, this feels like very little to get for giving up Pham and Fetty and Kopech in the same deal. When the Padres just gave up three prospects for Jason Adam from Tampa Bay, of consequence, they gave up their number one, did the Padres, for the reliever Jason Adam, who the Rays fixed after he got discarded from the Cubs in a precursor of what Hunter Biggie might be
Jason
in for.
Adam, famously the guy that ripped the pride patch off his uniform.
Absolutely. Yes, all of that is true. But, man, it's all happening. Jack Flaherty's been scratched from his start tonight for Detroit. All these guys are going to get dealt. Hug watch with Christopher Morel in the dugout.
That was rough yesterday. Whoo,
PCA in a celebratory moment and postgame having to talk about his friend and the energy that is now gone.
PCA was some really good at-bats the last couple of days, too.
Yeah. I wish I could believe.
I wish I could too, but I'll give him the credit for what he did. You know, he drove the ball. He played hard. He took what was probably a double and turned it into a triple.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
I mean, but
he also did get caught in a rundown, which he won. He made it back to first base.
Oh, that was amazing.
But
and him grinning and giggling like a loon. Yeah, textures have it right, because I was looking at the stats and I was trying to figure this out. Tommy Edman hasn't even played this year. So the Cardinals in a pennant race gave up a guy who hasn't even played this year because he's been hurt all year. And so far have ended up with two legit major league pieces in Pham and Fetty. It's craziness. I hope Chris Getz isn't as terrible as this as it appears he might be.
Well, yep. I'm not going to judge him until I get this deal final.
But wait a second.
I need final stuff.
Take a step back when you're talking about terrible at this.
Okay.
Let's remember.
New at this.
He got the job so they could compete this year.
So
you're already moving the goalposts if you're already saying that, well, it's his job to rebuild this for some other time. He got the job, according to Jerry Reinsdorf, explicitly.
So it could be faster.
In detail. Why would I waste a year with somebody else outside the organization? Because
then somebody smart might come in and teach you stuff.
I feel comfortable saying, and I don't know Chris Getz very well, and I'm not trying to besmirch his character, even though that's exactly what's getting ready to happen. I feel
besmirchment alert.
Very comfortable saying that he said whatever he needed to say to get the job.
Yes.
And then he got the job, and he may have even believed it. And then he got the job, and he's like, oh, yeah, all that stuff that I was like a part of when I worked on the minor league side of this, this is not borne any fruit. And this is really bad. I don't like this team.
But hold them to what the owner said, that he eschewed the idea of a long and exhaustive search where he could get all sorts of free looks at best practices from other organizations and pick the brains of so many smart baseball people. No. They went right to the next guy in line down the hall so they could be competitive this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are they?
Not competitive.
Arguably the worst team of all time.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So have you guys discussed this? Is there any part of you that wants them to go ahead and break that record? Like, as long as you're this bad,
sure.
As long as we're going to be remembering this season for as awful as it is, go ahead. Maybe a little extra embarrassment might do a little something it for also, the org.
It also makes for a if you were ever able to put it together, it makes for a great comeback story. Yesterday, they
let your bottom really be a bottom.
Yeah, they did something that was really fun, Speaks. This team is now officially only won 25% of their games this season.
It's incredible.
Isn't it?
There's only been two 10-game losing streaks all season long, both by the White Sox.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way.
And if you take away both of the 14-game losing streaks, they're still the worst team in baseball.
Bruce Levine has corrected his previous tweet.
Okay.
He now says the White Sox do indeed get Miguel Vargas, not Joendry Vargas.
Okay.
Okay, so they didn't trade for the wrong Vargas like Kenny Williams did in trading for the wrong guy with a last name Barry, which is also a Dodgers transaction.
Rosner?
And then there was the Luis Alexander Basabe and Luis something else Basabe deal where they got the wrong Luis Basabe, right?
I was at BM Basabe a couple weeks ago. Delicious. I got to go back and get the ribs.
I think they got the guy for whom they traded. It just wasn't the best guy in the organization with the same last name.
They got ribs. I didn't know this. I didn't know. And then I'm sitting there eating. By the way, I'm across.
The one over here or up by Montrose?
Up by you.
Which place? What was it called again?
Bien Me Sabe.
Okay.
It's really good. Venezuelan food.
Yum.
And so I was looking and I looked out and there's a bike shop across the street that's called Green Machine. And that made me laugh. And then I ordered what I got an arepas and it was delicious. And then I had seen it on the menu, and I saw them bring it to another customer. I was like, are those the ribs? And the young lady was like, oh, yeah, they're delicious. I was like, why didn't you tell me that? Because I would have ordered that. So now I'm going to get it. I've also been looking for a nacho replacement for Hub 51, because now Hub 51 is gone. And I think I got it.
Nacho replacement.
The nachos at Smoke Daddy. I think that's my replacement for Hub Nachos.
What's their value over nacho replacement?
Well, that's what we're still trying to determine. We got to run it a million times.
Yes, do the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, yep. And see how it turns out. But I was over there Friday night, and shout out to my guy Ruben. Not your Ruben.
Okay.
But I walked in, and he's like, hey. And I was like, hey. And he's like, hey. Layla was here earlier this week. I was like, did she get the nachos?
I have found that it's best to get nachos wherever the closest nachos are so you can get nachos immediately. You know, that's the best way to get nachos.
Yeah.
Don't try for the best. Just get whatever
proximity.
Nachos are.
Yeah. You're into proximity nachos.
Look, there are plenty of spaces in between me and Smoke Daddy, and there's a lot of great places on the south side for nachos. But Hub was my number one, so trying to replace that void has been difficult. And I was like, this might be it. Because you can get them with brisket if you want. You can get them with chicken. And, Tanny, they do it. Like, I got it with chicken. And then they threw a couple of pieces of Hot Link in there, too.
Oh, Coach. Oh, there you go. Coach.
Okay, Coach.
So, shout out to Smoke Daddy.
There you go. I went to a great restaurant I really enjoyed it last night. Tala House in Andersonville. It's brand new.
Go on.
Contemporary American with a tinge of Mexican. Had the elotes and some other homemade guac and the homemade chips as an appetizer.
Where is this place
it's
at?
It's in Andersonville on Clark, just a little bit south of Foster. I think Foster's 5200.
It's right near the Middle Eastern bakery that has fabulous falafel in the back.
But you were saying across was a place called Green Machine. Across from Tala House was a male fetish wear establishment. Which I did not
go in. Isn't
that
right near Hopleaf?
It is right near Hopleaf.
Okay, because Hopleaf's really good too.
So,
but I mean,
are they now a sponsor of the Parkinson Spiegel Show or
the male fetish gear place? Full Kit, I believe it was called.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever they floats can. Your boat or finds your lost remote.
100%.
As long as everyone is okay with it and of age.
Amen.
Do you?
There is no kink shaming on 6
damn right.
Score.
For another dodgeball reference, what were the uniforms that they wore when the average Joe's uniforms didn't arrive?
It was an S&M convention. It had the.
I just wondered, but there was a name for it. Yeah, and they had the stuff for the
assless
ball gags,
chaps.
The assless chaps. Yeah.
We just Christine had never seen it. We just watched Trainwreck over the weekend.
It's funny,
Amy Schumer. I think it's very funny.
It's a very good movie, and LeBron is excellent in that movie.
The likability turn for LeBron James in Trainwreck is remarkable, and it was at a time when I was not willing to like him.
When they're talking about the bill, oh my God, that is such. A great scene.
And it's just like the intervention scene with Chris Evert and Matthew Broderick and Marv Albert joining LeBron.
Yes.
Like, what? I forgot it. It's Apatow. So Apatow called in all kinds of favors as he was making that
And it's
movie.
One of the few Apatow movies that isn't 20 minutes too long. And I believe it also doesn't have the other Apatow automatic, and that is at some point his wife has to be told she's hot by somebody. Because that has to happen in every movie.
Oh, that he puts his wife in it?
Yeah, that
Leslie Mann
has to be in the movie, and someone else has to refer to how hot she is.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go watch Deadpool.
All right, you go. Screw you guys. Enjoy
I'm
yourself.
I'm going home.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you. I know you got a flight to catch. That's Lawrence Holmes. He's on his way.
No, he has to go to Layla's meeting.
You go to Layla's 2:30 meeting. Go to your real job. That's right. That's what it is.
Go to the place that pays her, like a lot of money.
I get it. No. Amen. I didn't say it. Dan Bernstein's the one that said it right there. We got all kinds of stuff going on here on Parkinson Spiegel as Lawrence leaves. Willie Harris is coming on in about 20 minutes. Willie Harris, third base coach for the Cubs, and I believe the first hugger of Christopher Morel in the dugout yesterday. So we'll talk to Willie Harris. Mark Grody later on. I know you guys talk to Grody, but we'll talk to Grody. We'll do our thing where we talk to Grody after you guys talk
to Grody. You guys do like this super organized thing with Grody.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah,
we just put him out and make fun of him.
I know. You can hear the difference in the shows. So we're doing that later on with Mark Grody. Yes. But yeah, is AJ a good idea or not? And he has weighed in on the story of him. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that. I'm looking forward to talking about the Cubs and their theoretical thing they're putting together. And how Isak, not Isaac, but Isak Paredes fits in.
Yitzchak.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Yitzchak.
But when we come back, Bernsey,
yes.
Bears intensity's ramping up. I have been dying to talk about it all weekend long. So let's do it next. It's Parkinson Spiegel, Spiegs and Bernstein this afternoon on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.